Perhaps you know or not that I have from a thick connection and relation with A.C. Bhaktivedanta from 1946. At that time he was not taken sannyas renounce order, and also there was no birth of ISKCON. There were no any devotee. He was A.C. Bhaktivedanta, like a manager of Bengal Chemical in India, Calcutta. At that time, he was householder, very gentleman, coming from a aristocratic family, and like a gentleman Babu, Bengali Babu. Bengali Babu, you know? At that time he was in his worldly family, wife, children, sons, and making so much money. But he was very famous in Gaudiya mission. Very high class of devotees of or disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada. So at that time he was quite young, very beautiful, very joking and lovely to all. So from 46 I know him well, and from then, though I was brahmachari and he was family man, still I was serving by the order of my Gurudev to him. I was also present in the Utsav festival when he took sannyas, renounce order. I requested him personally to take renounce order. Though he was very close friend of my Gurudev, and he was junior to my Gurudev, and very thick friendship was between them. So I told him, I requested my Gurudev, oh, try to please be merciful and inspire him to take sannyas, renounce order. When he came to Mathura, about in 1954, nearby he came. At that time he was penniless. No money, no clothes, no garments, nothing. He came in a very poor state. And then, but I used to know him, was very much qualified. Or learned person in Srimad Bhagavatam. So my Gurudev told him, oh, you should not waste your time, and you try to fulfill the desire of your Gurudev to preach in Western countries in English. Make so many newspapers, periodical papers, and you should go here and there and preach, and then he took sannyas. I was there. I was priest. I made his dunder. I made his clothes. Oh, the saffron clothes. He did not knew to, how to wear. I taught him, how to take dunder. How to wear this uttariya like this. How to door coffin. Everything. He took sannyas. He told so many things, like friends. We are bosom friends. Though he was my Shiksha Guru. At that time my age was 24, quite young. And his age was about more than 50. But you used to talk friendly. Or so much joking each other. Happy, laughing. He used to hear my kirtan. At that time my voice was so sweet. I was most popular in kirtan at that time. All Gaudiya Math. He was very fond of Sankirtan. Very fond. He used to give classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. So beautiful and in learned style. Each word meaning. Anvaya. as he has written Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, translated. In the same way, explaining each word, word to word. He has a strong desire to come to Western countries, but penniless. Anyhow, he managed to come to New York, New Jersey first and then New York, in 22nd Avenue. He wanted to take me with him to preach. He requested so many times, oh, you should come with me, we will both friends, we will preach in Western countries. I requested him that I will come, but now I am serving my holy master, my Gurudev. And everything depends on me in Mathura center, preaching center. So I will come, but after some time. Oh, he requested me also that I am going, but please help me. Please send my all books, my kartal and mridanga, my ditties, everything, sweets. Especially he has so much books in rotten condition, full of dirt and everything. So I arranged them to send, but I became sick. Dust came in my lungs and it was defected. But anyhow, I did everything. I sent his all books, and he used to write me every 15 days some letters. What is going on? How he is preaching? How he is doing? How he came to America in a navigation boat? And that he became so sick there. Anyhow, Krishna has given his life. So he sent me more than 400 letters, inspiring. And he wrote that we have transcendental relation. Very soon, by the mercy of, godless mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, causeless mercy of two songs. Very soon he established so many centers, preaching in whole world. He translated books. This was distributed in so many languages. And very soon in whole Western and Eastern countries, so many preachers centers were established, and so many devotees, hippie became happy. And I'm very happy that one of his very, very senior and sincere one devotee or two devotees are here. Among them, prominent is Shyam Rani, Jadu Rani. She and her husband, Satsarup Maharaj, were hippie. Oh, very good hippie. And they became what?
So happy.
Now they are preaching whole world. The mission of his guru, her Gurudev, his teacher. Thus, in a couple of years, he preached everywhere, very strongly. At that time, you should know that he has not come from India for money, reputation. He left everything. He has not come to collect any money. Only to give the mission of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Only to give. And that is why, in a couple of years, everywhere in Eastern and Western country, he preached the glories of Radha and Krishna conjugal and preached the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Only by the process of Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, and chanting and remembering of Krishna, you can be happy, otherwise never and never. I cannot touch his glory. Only I told some little to touch the glory. If we can glorify Him, thousand years and years, but it will not be completed. In His last days, when His preaching was completed, not full completed, but anyhow, everywhere. In the last, He returned to India. At that time, He posed to be a Sikh person. But He was never Sikh. His soul is immortal. How He can be Sikh? He is some eternal servant, associates of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. But at that time, He called me His senior devotees, like Bhavananda, Tamal Krishna, Brahmananda, Jayatirtha, or so many prominent leaders went to me and requested that our Gurudev wants to meet at once. He is ready to join Golok Vrindavan. I remember the day He has stopped to speak anything. He closed His eyes, sleeping on His bed. At about in evening 8 p.m. He came in senses, and He took my hands in His hands, began to weep, tears coming, and He indicated me to sit down on His cot. But I did pranam to Him and sat on another chair. And then He began to tell something. He told me that I have preached whole world. I have brought so many disciples from all over the world, thousands and thousands. But I am worried now, I could not taught them real bhakti. I want that, I request you to help them. Or even He told in Bengali language or Hindi that any of His disciples should not understand. So He spoke in Bengali that I have brought so many monkeys from whole world. I could not taught them. The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so high. I tried hard. So I request you, please train them, help them. I told that this request I am keeping on my head. I will follow. And I will help them. They should not quarrel among them. Then he called all His senior renounced GBC member, all members. And He told that very carefully you should listen Narayan Maharaj and try to follow Him. And then I told, you should try to know that Gurudev, Sadguru never dies. He has come to fulfill the wish of His Prabhu. Now He is somewhat, that thing has been finished to some extent. So He is going to serve His Radha Krishna conjugal. You should not think that He is going to die or He will die. Yes. He is omnipotent. Omniscient and omnipotent. So I think that you should try to maintain and continue His mission. How you can do? Don't quarrel with for money. Don't quarrel for women's. Don't quarrel for position. Always preaching as you are preaching. Don't run after wealth and reputation. Don't try to be a member of GVC, but you should be try to be a servant of GVC. And real ISKCON, Krishna consciousness. If you all quarrel yourself, you will be ruined. And you cannot fulfill the mission of your Gurudev. Cannot serve. But sorry, they never tried to fulfill this desire of their Gurudev. And thus nowadays, very unpopular in the whole world. Oh, there were so many qualified and aged devotees in Vrindavan. His all GVC members were there. Even his elder brother, Ban Maharaj, Shripad, Pujyapad, and so many were there. But he picked me and told me, requested me that you should give me my Samadhi. I want that with your own hand and with your knowledge and everything, you should give me Samadhi. This was the last order for Krishna Das Babaji, and so many were there. Thus, I followed his order with my own hand and with Vedic culture. I gave his Samadhi in Vrindavan with my own hand. So I carried his order, gave Samadhi also. And now last his request was to help his devotee. So I saw that everywhere now he has planted so many plants everywhere in the world. Or some plants seeds have been sprouts, some more that, some shraddha. But no water, now they are drying. And I requested my Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and all our Guru Parampara, and especially to this Mahapurush, this Swamiji, that you should inspire me so that I can take water from you. What water? Bhakti water. And I can give water to all the plants. And they should have a new life. So my coming to these western and eastern countries, only to help the Swamiji's devotees only. Oh, I don't want money. I don't want any position. I don't want reputation. Anything I don't want. Really, I want to carry the orders of my Guru and Shiksha Guru. I'm very happy that now everywhere in western and eastern countries, wherever I go, thousands and thousands of devotees coming to me to listen me, to hear me. Now they are so much inspired and now they are have so much life now. I know that so many who left ISKCON, who left devotion and chanting and remembering, they returned to their bad lives. Now coming again. You can see so many senior devotees who they left ISKCON. They have no faith in ISKCON. And now thousands and thousands have coming to hear me. And again so much enthusiasm in chanting and remembering and preaching again. So my request is to you all. Have a new life. And the devotees at the time of Srila Maharaj, Swamiji, as they were so inspired, preaching here and there, with very energetic way, I request you to be the same and to follow the orders and follow the teachings of Swamiji. You should see me like a representative of your Gurudev or Srila Bhaktivedanta, Eshi Bhaktivedanta, or representative like. You can meet me freely. You can talk with me freely. You can question any doubt you have. or freely you can come to me. I will try to help in all ways. Don't fear. I'm not a lion or ghost. You are so much fortunate that so good preachers like Urukan Prabhu, Shyam Rani, oh, Vrindavan Vilasini, Gyandas Prabhu, very good preacher, oh, Dhrishtadum, he preached all over Brazil, here and there. He was also in this area in England, so many years. Oh, you know Jeev Pawan, you know all others. Oh, so all are very good preachers. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. And now, oh, Upanand, where? Oh, very good preachers. Very good preachers. And my helpers. I am penniless, more penniless than Swamiji. And he had taught me how to preach. And how not to fall down. He has taught me. So, I request you to hear very patiently and carefully and to know the object of life for which he came. Rest we will speak in our evening classes or morning, tomorrow. And thus we are here for so many days. I have come only to inspire you and to give a new life and to help you. So I will try to produce the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and all these things. And try to take it very responsibility and very strongly all these things. And be developed in Krishna consciousness. Gau Pramanande. Also Prem Priyajan now a young energetic sannyasi brahmachari. And he will preach very boldly. I also want, like Swamiji, that Nagar Sankirtan should be done in Moscow. Oh, for the remembrance of so many devotees were jailed. So I think that one day, at least one day, we should be in the streets of Moscow. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.